Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The following show may contain adult themes not suitable for children.
Shut the hell up.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk.
It does go well with a chicken.
I didn't know hanging out with you was making me smarter.
Full disclosure, Morty, it's not. Temporary superintelligence is just a side effect of the mega seeds dissolving in your rectal cavity.
Oh, man.
Yeah. And once those seeds wear off, you're going to lose most of your motor skills, and you're also going to lose a significant amount of brain functionality for 72 hours, Morty. Starting right about now.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk is brought to you by Pub Beer, the official beer of cheap fun.
On the welcome site in the neighborhood of developers
the
Hondo P.
Megan Rapinoe.
The offense was ripping.
You like that? You like that?
This son of a bitch.
Google me, bitch.
I'm Jason Sikandic. My penis is very, very important to me.
You're not running for president of Asia.
Yeah.
And I can squirt from a distance.
Yeah.
You literally just blow the hell out of these hogs.
Gonna go blow some ducks.
I've got the poo in my hands. I only have amateur blowing me.
I'm gay.
I ate ass.
Great drop. I ate ass.
Yeah, that's a good one.
I ate ass.
So uncomfortable when he realized what he said. Bye, bitch. Real quick question before we get into anything of substance. How often do you carry a water bottle over there?
Yeah.
You bring a water bottle?
Yeah, I have one back here.
Yeah. That's what everybody does now.
Yeah.
Yeah. How often do you wash that thing?
Oh, probably not as often as I should.
Yeah, I just realized that I don't ever wash mine.
I mean, I think if you're just putting water in it, though, and it's just...
Is that okay?
You drinking off it, it's probably fine. I mean, Swag didn't wash his coffee mug for like a decade. It's got the rings of Saturn in there.
Yeah, I mean, what's the protocol on that? I feel like it does kind of smell.
I think the protocol is once it starts to smell, you should probably wash it.
Wash it?
Yeah.
Okay, maybe I'll do that.
Vegas, back of the net.
How are our hockey bets tonight?
They're good. Right now, both of them winners, if the result were to hold.
How often do you wash a golf shirt? Of course, you don't play golf as much as I do.
But after every use.
Every use.
Yeah, I'm a heavy sweater, though. It's not even... I wouldn't wear...
See, I'll hang a golf shirt back up.
Yeah, no chance.
Every once in a while.
No chance.
What about jeans?
Jeans is... I think with jeans, you actually try to go as infrequently washed as possible.
That's what they say.
Because I think it's better for the... Like, it helps the denim hold up better over time, I think, is the reason why.
What about pants?
Yeah, I think pants
like golf pants. Shorts.
Yeah, same thing. If I'm wearing it golfing, I'm washing it.
Really?
Yeah.
How often do you do laundry then?
Way too much. Us big boys gotta keep fresh.
You Clydesdales.
That's right.
You powder up.
I have something. What's it called? I got like an anti-chafing stick that is like a
rub on.
Well, or maybe it's a spray.
Hot.
I don't know. It's called like Happy Nuts.
Really?
Yeah. I got it in my stocking this year for Christmas.
I gotta tell you, I love that.
Yeah.
You got it in your...
I got it. I can't remember. Like, it was like a... It's like a little... I don't know. It's not
great.
It's not like a knickknack, but it's like something that you'd put in your like toiletries kit or something.
So your wife got that for you or your kids?
I think my wife did. I don't think my kids know about my chafing.
No. So you bitch about your chafing enough, well, or she's like,
no, it's just
here's something called hot nuts.
Happy nuts.
Happy nuts.
You don't want the hot nuts.
Yeah, that's true. Wow. Check that out. Hey, chafing's a problem.
But yeah, I mean, I'll go with whatever. I mean, you could do something like that, a baby powder, something like that.
All right. Well, anyway, the reason I ask if there's such a thing as a 115-year-old hot is we have a new oldest person in the world. Somebody else croaked. I think she was like 117.
Well, I really enjoy the show. Thank you. Bye.
No, she was 116. But now the new oldest hot, or the new oldest lady, sorry. She's kind of hot. I mean, she's not bad. Would you?
No.
I mean, why not?
115.
Yeah.
That's
just
why.
For the,
that's why not.
It's just for the nostalgia of it, you know? Like, huh? Her name is...
I'm looking her up.
Yeah, her name is... She's from England.
Ethel Caterham?
Yeah. She does not look... I'll tell you this. She doesn't look 115.
I also wouldn't categorize her as a hot.
Well, but she is for 115. Look at
that. I mean, you could say she looks good for 115. That doesn't make her a hot. That just means she looks good for her age.
Well, but wait. There's no such thing as a hot... Well, this was the question.
No, you're saying... That you could say that she looks healthy and perhaps younger than her age.
Here's what I should have done. What I should have done is... Well, she's hot for a 115-year-old. What I should have done is I should have given...
Yeah, she's the only one. She's hot by default.
No, we've seen old... We've seen 115...
Oh, now you're calling 115-year-olds ugly? Shame on you.
Well, they look miserable. They look like they want to die. This one looks kind of, you know...
Nemec is asking if she's historically hot.
She's historically hot. That's right. What I should have done was showed you a photo of her and said...
And ask if and she's
said,
hot?
No, and said, how old is she? You would have said 95. And then
I probably would have.
Yes. And then I would have said, would you? And you'd be like, ah, why not?
No,
oh, wait, she's 115.
I would not have said, why not? I would have said, oh, I had no idea that she was 20 years older. She looks great for her age. I wouldn't have said, well, she's a hot.
You wouldn't be, you know.
No, would you?
I mean. A couple drinks.
A couple drinks. Just loosen things up a little bit. Make you more confident in her hotness.
I bet she's awesome. Ethel, she was born in 1909.
You know, after one more bourbon, she'd be looking pretty good.
Yeah. Secret to longevity is bourbon, she says.
She's from Surrey.
Where's that?
England.
I bet she's delightful. Drinks tea.
And bourbon. Wonder if she puts the bourbon in her tea.
Man. Anyway, look her up. She's the new oldest person in the world. So the previous was just died just the other day. Poor old bag.
Jeez. Elizabeth Francis, God rest her soul.
Would you want to be 115?
I don't think so.
Really?
I think it depends entirely on quality of life. I mean, both the woman who just passed and this Ethel Caterham, they both look like they're probably still enjoying life at their age. But boy, there are a lot of people who get to that age and quite a few years below that aren't having any fun anymore. And it seems like it's pretty miserable to be around. As soon as it starts to be miserable to be around, I don't really want to keep doing it.
Do you think, what if I could just, what if I told you, I'm like, you know, there's nothing major going on with you, but you're 115. I mean, you're, you know, whatever that feels like.
Again, if the quality of life is decent, if I'm around family, like,
you're in a wheelchair.
Sure, that sounds okay. But if I'm like by myself, you know, someone's
you're in
having
a wheelchair.
To change my diaper every day, like,
yeah, you're in a you can do your own bowels. You're in a wheelchair in a home. 115. They do your hair up real nice, like Ethel here.
Yeah, I guess it comes down to if my family's around, they want to see me.
Uh-huh. Your kids are long dead.
Ugh.
Well, I mean, you're 115, dude.
It's a huge bummer.
They
so if that's the case, no, I don't.
Well, how
I'm
many
not,
years older are you than your kids right now?
Too many. I am 36 and 34 years older than my kids.
They're gone, bro. Well, maybe not, but probably they'd be 80 something.
Nah, they're little tanks. They'll make it.
All right. Well, I don't know why I'm always fascinated by the old people, but I am.
Because you think they're hot.
Well, look, I think she looks good for 115.
Agreed. We agree on that.
And that's why I asked, is there such a thing as a 115-year-old hot? Because, look, nobody looks good at 115.
So the answer's no.
All right, well, maybe we answered the question then.
I think we might have.
I love that. Hey, it's me, Petey the Peppy Penis.
Oh, God.
Did you do that on accident?
Yes. All right, coming up next.
I kind of wanted to see the Wang.
You know, we had the 100 men versus the gorilla conversation. What about 100 men versus other animals? We'll discuss next on The Fan. All right, well, the other day we were discussing 100 men versus gorilla. Big viral question that was being asked. I think most people think men win in the end. There are some casualties. I'm not really convinced of that, but I can be talked into it, that you wear the gorilla down and you just
the ultimate question is whether the humans there have the stomach for it. Like that.
Yeah, you have
that's
to be what
committed. It ends up coming down to, because if everyone is totally committed, the gorilla is not making it out. But after what the gorilla does to the first couple people, people may not be totally committed.
Yeah.
So that's
what about 100 men versus a bear? Is that an easy fight?
Ooh.
Because I feel like the bear is a little bit more. Would be the word. It would be a little bit more harder to pin down than the gorilla, maybe?
Maybe.
Or maybe not.
But maybe not as agile?
His little bear arms. But it would just be a little bit feistier. Well, maybe not. I don't know.
And it's got those claws that can like rip you open, which at least the gorilla doesn't have that.
Yeah, and the jaw, like biting you.
Well, the gorilla's jaw is nasty too. We read about that. It was like it can put like 1,300 pounds of pressure on you. It'll turn your bones to dust. The gorilla's jaw. Will.
Really?
Yeah. Even though it doesn't have sharp teeth.
Worse than a bear?
I don't know if it's a
dude.
Stronger bite than a bear. The bears are obviously sharp, but the gorilla's bites are notoriously strong.
I think we'd go in a little more confident against the bear, but I think it would be just as ugly. Or could be. And then how do you kill the bear? Again, no weapon.
That was a really difficult question with the gorilla, too. Like, how are you actually taking the thing down?
Well, the worst one in that regard is the hippo. How do you kill the hippo?
Yeah.
I mean, you could overwhelm the hippo and take the hippo down, maybe.
But it's a huge beast with thick skin, and you don't have weapons. So, like, what are you really going to do?
Yeah. Do you have to maybe suffocate it? Elephant?
Again, what do you do? Just try to not get killed?
I mean, they're not. Yeah, like, that's going to be like a standoff. Because the elephant's not going to. Well, I guess the elephant could
charge. Trample.
Trample you, yeah.
And in doing some of the reading about the various beasts, elephants, like, a gorilla is actually an animal that, if threatened, may just choose to run back into the forest if outnumbered, whereas the elephants are very likely to fight, very likely to...
Wait, which animal will run back?
A gorilla might.
Oh.
Like, unless it's like defending it's in a fight over its mate or family,
yeah.
But they're not just going to see people and feel threatened and go at it. They're more likely to retreat, whereas an elephant...
They'll bow up.
They're like, nothing's bigger than me. I'm gonna take charge of the situation.
Yeah. Which is kind of dumb if you think about it.
Sure.
But
well,
I like
you know, nature has the fight or the flight, and with the elephant, it's fight.
What about a lion? 100 men versus a lion.
That's a good question. One of the things you hear a lot is just how lazy, especially the male lion is. They just sit around all day and kind of wait to, I think, hump and...
and eat.
And I think they sleep like 20 hours a day.
Hump and eat.
Yeah. And I'm not even sure they do that much of the killing themselves. I think sometimes it's the lionesses that do that. So,
yeah,
I think
that would be an easy overwhelm, wouldn't it? The lion
with 100 dudes.
100 dudes.
I think probably so.
That's a lot of dudes.
Yeah, that might be the easiest one we've brought up yet. Even though I don't find it particularly easy,
I feel like the hippo would be really hard.
Yeah,
maybe fewer male casualties, but hard.
Yeah, that's where the Will Darken logic of I might not be able to take down a hippo, but a hippo could never get me. I'll just run circles until the hippo gets tired.
Well, dude, you don't want to be in those jowls.
I know. Darken just said he could run in circles long enough for it not to be an issue.
Was that his take on that?
Yep.
Boy, that is
yeah,
an all-timer.
He said, I can rope-a-dope a hippo. That's what would happen.
That's an all-timer. You know, Sook has a couple of those, too. You know that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He says, the house fire one?
Would never die in a house fire.
Yep.
And he says he would never be killed by a constrictor snake.
Yeah.
Which I find fascinating.
Okay.
But okay.
It got you while you're sleeping. Well, sorry, you're dead.
House fire one is worse because it's like, well,
both
people,
of them. If you're
people
surprised,
die in house fires all the time.
In either of those scenarios, the house fire or the constrictor snake, if you are surprised by it, it's probably too late.
Right.
So you have to see it coming or, you know, see it brewing or smoking
house
or whatever.
Fire, like, what do you have, magic lungs? Like, you think people want to die in house fires? People who get in house fires die because they...
Well, I think his thought is that I'll just know it's a house fire and then, like, I'll jump out a window or something. Well, if you're sleeping and you wake up engulfed in flames, it's not that simple.
Do you have anything like that? Big ego claims? I sure as hell don't.
Big ego claims.
Ooh, 100 men versus a shark?
Again, how do you...
No chance.
How do you kill it? I mean, it might get tired and might lose interest at some point, but I don't know how you kill it or stop it. I guess, what do they say? You tear at its gills? You, like, rip at its gills?
Yeah.
But I don't think I have one of those, like, cocky, oh, I could do this. I mean, I used to think that if I devoted two Olympic cycles to curling, I could probably just compete in the Olympics. Give me 8 years of training every day with nothing else to do, I'll be in the Olympics.
In curling?
Yeah.
Huh. Well, I mean, that's not a... I mean, I don't think that's insane.
I mean, people are like, no, you think you could just be an Olympic athlete? And I'm like, no, I think there's this one thing that I could figure out, and if I had enough time to devote to it, I could probably get there.
What do you think, Nemec? You think you could do that? I'm asking Andrew Nemec. He's in there.
He says I could.
Yeah.
With 8 years, he thinks.
Because not a lot of people curl.
Right. It's not especially popular.
And
but then
8 years of training?
But when it kind of got popularized a little bit in the last couple Olympic cycles, a lot of people have been saying similar things, like anybody can do it, and it's really pissed off the curlers, being like, you have no idea how difficult this is. It's like people who play darts or something.
Well, they're probably right.
Yeah, I'm sure they are right.
But I don't think that's crazy. I mean, that's not on the level of fighting or, like,
no, like
not dying in a house fire.
Sure, it isn't. But I was trying to think of, like, a claim that sounds outlandish, but that I believe in.
Boy, here's somebody else who agrees with Sook. He says, this is one of mine. There's a wide list of things that could kill me in this world. House fire will not be it.
That seems so ridiculous.
It is ridiculous.
Why what, not? Like,
what
why
do
not?
These people think
do
they
have? Do you think
have?
The fire's giving you a head start or something? Right. Or like, oh, make sure, like, I'll just give you an out. Here, this door is good. No.
Fascinating. The human mind. Fascinating.
To Nemec's point, firefighters die in fires.
Yeah.
And they show up there knowing they're there.
God. Jesus. You people. Here's a question. This coming from one of our listeners on the text line. Somebody puts a gun to your head and says, you have to run the mile
yeah.
in blank.
This person has tossed this out there a couple times. I'm glad we're finally getting to it.
Yeah, he says, you have to run the mile in blank amount of time or you die. What is the lowest amount of time they could give you to where you might even consider it versus just accepting your fate and taking the bullet?
Wow. That's a great question. If under the threat of death, what's the absolute fastest you could run a mile?
So he's saying that the amount of time where I'm just going to try it? Well, I'm just going to try it
well,
no matter what.
Of course you are. But if they said, all right, Isaac, do it in 3 minutes, you'd say, okay, just give me the gun.
No, I'd try to do it in 3 minutes. I wouldn't
no
do
one
it,
in the history of humanity.
I know,
done, so you,
but okay. I'd try.
Okay.
Wouldn't you?
At what point
I'm a
would you?
Fighter.
At what point would you be mentally defeated that I have no chance? That gets that.
Yeah, I get the spirit of the question. I would say... I once famously ran a mile. Well, he's a cross-country runner. You know?
Famously, huh?
Yeah, this is very famous.
More or less famous than the Pheasant Bowl?
This is less famous.
Okay.
Lesser known. But so I was sub-7 on a 5K. Six, like 6:45 maybe, 6:15.
Solid.
but I certainly couldn't do that now. And you're just talking no training, like just right now. Although you're running now.
Yep.
You're a Clydesdale.
But if somebody said, all right, Isaac, it's sub six or we pull the trigger. Could you get the sub six?
No.
For 1 mile?
I don't think I could, but I would certainly try.
I know you would try.
Yeah. No. I would say for me to have a shot right now, God, I haven't run in a long time. I would say...
What number would be close that you could get to?
I think it's just 1 mile, right?
1 mile.
I think I could maybe get under eight.
Yeah.
Maybe.
I bet you could get... I think if it was all on the line, I think you'd get lower than that.
Your life's on the line. Yeah.
I think you get. I think you could get sub seven.
Really?
Yeah. And I've heard someone say, like, you can do, and the amount of time varies or ranges, but like someone said, like, anybody can run a 4 minute mile, because if the human mind is desperate enough, you can do something.
Right.
Anybody can do something for 4 minutes if it means enough to
Right. them. And that's what I think is. I think is you. If you push, you know you're going to die.
Yeah.
You're going to push yourself as hard as you've ever pushed yourself.
Even if it means pushing yourself to death.
You're at fight or flight.
Yeah.
And so you're going to freaking, you're going to keel over when you get across the finish line, so you can die anyway. But, you know, I think you're, yeah. Like, that's a scenario that is way different than just trying to run the fastest
mile. It's a long enough period that, like, you can dig deep. It's going to be absolutely brutal. But if you know what the consequence is for not doing it.
Now, what would your strategy be? Would you go out kind of trying to, it's like, okay, let's just make sure we're staying, you know, feeling pretty good for 4 minutes?
I don't know.
And then really cranking it? Or are you just cranking it until you drop?
There's a drop.
That is a drop.
Google me, bitch.
No, I think
you can't come out of the gate sprinting. You know you're not going to make it.
You can't come out of the gate sprinting, but at the same time, I think you have to come out of the gate at like 80 or 90%
really hard.
and then see like how long you can push at that seemingly unsustainable pace.
Yeah.
And then you dial it back a little bit, but I mean, not like there's a book to this.
Okay. Well, there's our answer, sir. What do you think? What does Nemec think? What do you think, Nemec? How fast could you run? He's kind of in shape.
Yeah, he said last summer he was running about 5 miles a day, doing like 7:30 mile paces.
7:30. So,
2 summers ago, excuse me.
Okay, so six, let's say, gun to head, 6 minutes, under 6 minutes. You doing it?
He says he couldn't do it.
It's under 6:30. Maybe. You maybe.
He said right around there, probably.
What about you? 6:30?
No, I don't think so.
Seven,
I'm
eight?
Pretty sure the fastest mile I've ever run in my life was 6:20, and I was like middle
Damn,
school.
Damn, dude.
School.
That's good.
Yeah, it's because I was like 14. It's like easy.
You don't feel a thing at 14.
Yeah.
All right. Coming up next, Odd Couple Talk. Here's Buck. I'm going to get rid of all the women. I'm going to get rid of all the black guys. And I'm going to shove a burrito in my ass. You can shove that up your little pumpkin
God,
ass.
Stop it.
I was thinking about... God. I was thinking about the mile thing. You know, what if... Okay, it's the thought exercise. What if you say... Because you said, what's the fastest mile ever? Is it 340 something?
It might now be in the 330s. I'll double check, but it's right around there.
But you know, there's always these books written about, you know, what's the fastest a human could ever run a mile.
Right now, it's 3:43.
3:43. Okay. And you mentioned the 3 minute mile, and of course, you know, they study all this stuff. It's like humans can't even, like, it's not physically possible to do X, Y, Z. What if we said, we help, you know, the sports gun is to Jim Ryan's head. Well, of course, he's long dead. Rest in peace. First under 4 minute mile, right?
Okay.
Jim Ryan?
Is that right? I don't know.
Rock Chalk?
What about Dr. Bannister? What did he do?
What?
Remember Roger Bannister? Wasn't he like the...
Roger Bannister, yes.
Roger Bannister in the 4 minute mile.
I don't know. Anyway,
he ran the first sub 4 minute mile at the 1952 Olympics. A neurologist, Dr. Roger Bannister.
I thought it was Jim Ryan.
don't know.
Maybe the first American sub 4 mile.
Well, anyway, what if we learned that sports feats, we when faced with certain death, all of a sudden records are getting shattered.
And Jim Ryan did have the world record at one point. That's probably
what that what it was?
He ran a 351.3, okay. Which at one point in time was the world record.
Yeah, so what if, you know, you tell the fast, well, these fast mile runner guys, like, hey, you're going to die if you don't do this. Could and all of a sudden, they're running like 3 minutes and 20 seconds.
Could the guy who runs 343, how much under threat of death could he shave off?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, have we ever tried this?
I'm sure we've not.
I think we need a scientific experiment.
Or maybe in ancient civilizations we did try this. I don't know.
The only sport... Okay, so if you think... They probably did.
Ancient Spartan times?
If you think like... So all of a sudden Austin Reeves goes off for 60 points. And we're like, my God, what got into Austin Reeves? Well, he was going to die if he didn't, you know.
Yeah.
The only sport where I think you would where you would play worse is golf. Or where you would do worse is golf.
Yeah, because you'd be pressing too much. And
pressure.
They wouldn't be able to help you.
Yeah, you're going to die? Or you got to shoot your, you know, a 65, a 61?
I mean, I bet you could come up with other things like that. Like, what about just, like, billiards or darts or something that takes, like, finesse and control that you're just under threat of, like, you have to hit this bullseye or you're dead. Like,
ooh.
You think you're hitting that bullseye?
No chance.
Yeah.
Yeah, no chance. But would the when faced with certain death, would sports feats be easier?
And it might depend on the person. I mean, people handle pressure differently. As far as like, okay, it's like, it's quite literally do or die time. Some people crumble and they're like, I can't, I don't. They melt down, and others are like, yup, I got this. Nobody's taking me out.
Yeah, like maybe the mile runner guy knows how to pace himself for the mile, but then all of a sudden, with the gun to his head, he doesn't know what to do, and he freaks out. And he runs a 5-minute mile. He's dead.
Yeah. It's certainly possible.
So, did you see who Elizabeth Hurley is dating now?
Hugh Grant.
You know her? Yeah, Elizabeth Hurley. She's a fox.
So it's not Hugh Grant anymore?
At least she was. No, isn't she the one that Hugh Grant cheated on?
Yeah, I just didn't know if they stayed together.
No.
I don't keep up with the British romances.
She is with Billy Ray Cyrus.
What?
Yes, I'm not kidding.
God bless it. Why?
That whiny bitch.
Yeah, I don't know. That's a really weird
Billy Ray Cyrus? What is he bringing to the table that she's all about?
Yeah, no idea. Maybe she's crazier than we think because he's insane.
Or is he just packing? Like,
well... Maybe.
Golly.
Yeah, but it got me to... Because, dude, that is shocking.
Achy, breaky heart can pull Elizabeth Hurley.
Well, I don't know if you've seen... Did you see during a lot of the Trump rallies and stuff, did you see Billy Ray's set that he would do? Like,
no.
Dude, he is a mess. He's awful. He's crazy. He's insane. God.
So what's wrong with Elizabeth, then? Is she
well,
she,
that's
is
the
she
question.
A mess?
I don't know. She must be. She's dating that dude. Okay, so this got me thinking, what is the most shocking couple that you can remember?
Because she looks really good.
Yeah, she always has.
Well, I know she always has, but I was kind of thinking, if now she's going for Billy Ray Cyrus and I haven't seen her in a while, maybe it's not as good as it used to be. Not the case.
Yeah, right, or she's gone off the deep end or something. No. It says right here, unexpected romance. They're very happy. And he looks like Jesus now. I don't know if you've seen him lately. Got long hair and a beard, like Jesus. Anyway, what's the most unlikely couple that you think of? Because for me, I don't know why, it always goes back to Billy Bob Thornton and Angelina Jolie.
Yep. I just
remember being blown away when I found out they were dating.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Because Billy Bob Thornton is so ugly.
Mm-hmm.
But yet, now that I'm older, I realize how awesome he is.
Is he ugly?
He's ugly, dude.
You think so?
Yes.
I think he plays a dirt ball a lot, but I don't think that he's like classically unattractive.
I think he's unattractive.
You think so?
Well, I mean, I'm not attracted to him.
Okay. Here's the litmus test.
Yeah. What about
I have one that jumps into my mind right away.
Okay.
Do you remember? I think we learned this last year, maybe the year before, that Bill Murray was dating hip hop artist Khalees.
Oh yeah,
that was so random.
Was that real?
Yeah, I believe it was.
No way.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, that's a good one. That's a good one. That beats Billy Bob and Angelina. Somebody mentions Pete Davidson and Anyone.
That, yeah.
Oh my God, hell yes.
Mm-hmm.
What's up with that guy?
Huge dong. That's it.
Wait, are you serious?
That's the legend, is that he has like the biggest hog in the business. Seriously, that all the hots are like, I got to check this out. And he's funny with a big old wang, and everyone loves it.
Okay. It's all you need.
I guess.
Don't I know it? Who was Lyle Lovett married to?
Julia Roberts, I think.
Oh, that's right. Were they married?
I think they were married. Was it?
Yeah, Julia Roberts? Yeah, you're right. Yeah, that's a good one.
That's a great, because he is ugly.
He's a weird looking.
He is definitely not classically handsome.
No, he's not. He's a strange looking dude, but
I'll say Billy Bob Thornton's more attractive than Lyle Lovett.
See, I disagree with that.
Hmm.
Have you watched Landman?
No.
With Billy Bob?
But I've watched a lot of stuff with Billy
Bob.
Yeah,
he's the same in everything.
I feel like he's not unattractive.
Are you hot for Billy Bob Thornton?
No, I just think he plays such a crappy person all the time. He's unlikable, and that makes you think he's, I don't know, I just don't.
All right. Well,
I think he's a normal looking dude.
Okay, let me go look here. I'm just going to refresh my memory. Now, see, I think I think he's pretty, you might be right. I may be being a little too hard on Billy Bob. You're right. What about, did you know that Tiger Woods was once with Leanne Rimes? Did you know that?
I'm not sure I did. I knew he was with Lindsey Vonn.
Yeah, he was with Vonn. That was kind of a weird one.
Yeah.
But both athletes, or, you know, sports figures. But apparently, like, Leanne Rimes, her dad, she was like 23 at the time. He was 30.
Hmm.
Or no, sorry. She was 30 and he was 23.
Oh, that's weird.
Yeah. And apparently her dad squashed it, because he just couldn't get his head around the fact that there was even a black golfer.
Oh, here's a good one. 50 Cent and Chelsea Handler.
They were a thing?
They were an item, yeah. A public item. Yeah, the kind of raunchy blonde comedian Chelsea Handler,
yeah,
and rapper 50 Cent.
What's she doing now?
I don't know. Probably has a podcast.
She got with 50?
Yeah. They were an item.
That's a great one. Well, even, you know, you go back to Jolie, even Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie was kind of weird.
Mm-hmm.
Back in the day. Michael Jackson and anyone? Who's he with? He was with Presley.
Mm-hmm. Now I'm just looking up other celebrity.
Oh, I saw them in Vegas. Very strange. Megan Fox and Machine Gun Kelly.
Oh, yeah. He's a weird looking dude.
What is she doing with that guy? That's akin to what
is... Is he the Pete Davidson of music? That dude's ugly.
What's Elizabeth... Yeah, he is.
And he's got just awful tattoos.
He's like tatted his whole face black or something?
Or his whole arm because he like didn't like his tattoo or something?
God. That's akin to Hurley and what the hell is she doing with Billy Ray?
It looks here like the recording artist Pink and Flava Flav were an item at one point.
No way.
Yeah, looks like it.
Isn't she still married to Carrie Hart?
I don't know.
Madonna, Dennis Rodman.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's a
classic
good one.
Although they're both, I don't know, they kind of fit.
Oh, no, I thought it was Pink, it's not. It was Flava Flav and Brigitte Nielsen.
Yeah. I remember that.
I don't remember that.
But she's insane.
Okay.
So that one kind of tracks. Jay Moore and Jeannie Buss.
They're... Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Jay Moore got into Jeannie Buss.
Wow.
How about that?
And Jay Moore used...
Set for life.
And Jay Moore used to be married to, like, a model hot.
Yeah. You wonder why you don't hear from Jay Moore anymore? It's because he doesn't have to work. He's with a billionaire.
Show me the money.
Hell, yeah. Good for him. Do you remember Carmen Electra? Whatever happened to Carmen Electra?
Wasn't she with Rodman?
Yeah, she was with Rodman. She didn't die, did she? Oh, no, she didn't die.
the dude from the motorcycle dude from like West Coast Choppers or Orange County Choppers with Sandy Bullock.
Sandra Bullock.
Yeah.
Jesse James.
Jesse James, that's
she
his
cheated
name.
On him too. Or wait, he cheated on her.
Yeah.
All right. We got to wrap this up. Hey, Andrew Nemec's coming up here in about 10 minutes. Stay right there. We'll wrap it up next on The Fan. Well, that's going to about do it for us. So we have a few minutes left. Andrew Nemec coming up in 10. A little recruiting. How'd the rest of the draft go last week with YouTube bros?
We'll have to find out on Recruiting with Andrew Nemec.
What do you mean? The draft was last week.
Oh, I thought you meant, like, how did all of his slips do and all that?
Oh, no. I know he bet on...
Because last week it was only the first round. So we, and, this show made it through, like... So, like, we just got on for the Seahawks pick, maybe. Something like that. Anyhow, it was solid. It was fun.
Hell yeah.
What?
What are you doing tonight?
Recruiting with Andrew Nemec.
Well, it's only an hour, isn't it?
Well, then what do you think I'm going to do?
Clubbing, bro.
Clubbing? I got to edit 4 hours of our show that I just did with you.
How long does that take?
Too long.
They don't pay you enough, do they?
Not to do two jobs.
An Odyssey station.
When's the last time you were in a club?
A club?
Yeah. Like a real club.
Like an actual club.
Yeah. Not a gentleman's club, a club.
That would have been...
Was it in Turkey?
No, but it was on that same trip in Paris. So that would have been like...
Wow.
2015?
When's the last time you tied one on?
Ooh, more recent than that. I mean, I do a golf trip once or twice a year with my buddies, and things get pretty saucy there.
You don't ever tie one on at home? Every now and then?
I don't not. Like, you know, we...
Let her rip.
But, like, we've discussed this before... That is.
Oh yeah,
that's like a sentence where if I get that way, that's fine. But like, I also got to be willing to pull my fair share the next morning.
Well, yeah,
you know, and
that's
and my wife does not like to imbibe at the same levels that I do, and so I just end up wearing it if I do that to myself.
Well, we all do. Yeah. I mean, you just have to,
right?
But you know, sometimes it happens.
Yeah, it may occasionally be worth it, but.
Yeah, you shut her down. It's not worth it anymore, is it? I tell you,
it's rarely worth it.
Nothing can get you off the drink quite like the kids.
But it's weird because I do also, though, find myself like wanting a drink or two way more often.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't want to like have...
You're coping.
I don't want to have six or eight or ten more often.
Right.
I just want the one or two or three.
Nothing wrong with one or two. Or three. Sometimes four.
Stay away from four.
Get north of that, all bets are off. So tomorrow's show, I don't know what to expect.
Who does number two work for?
I'm going to be the two guy.
That's right.
I'm moving over here. Let a real host in here. Patrick Harris is going to be in here. I don't know how it's going to go.
Wild times.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what he's got planned. Don't really even care. I'm just going to show up.
Nice.
I've worked way too hard with Suk out. I don't like this. He'll be back on Monday. Looking forward to hearing about Italy.
You want to stick around and edit our show while I do Recruiting with Nemec?
I have dinner plans.
Oh, that's right. But otherwise.
Otherwise I would, yeah.
There's,
you know me.
Lisa Kudrow had a line in Friends once where someone asked if she wanted to help them move. And she said, oh, you know, I would, but I don't want to.
That's a great line. You know, is there anything worse than asking someone to help them move?
No, and I think this topic's been broached before too. Once you reach a certain age and financial status, and I don't even mean high financial status, but like once you're not any more recently out of college, you pay movers. That's just what you need to do.
Well, I kind of feel like you should pay movers anyway. Like we spend money on dumb things all the time.
Sure.
That is not a dumb thing to spend money on.
No, but if you're of a certain age, you think I'm able-bodied enough. I have friends. I can do this.
Yeah, and that's fine. You're right. You save the dough. You can just do it, and people do it. But can you think of anything that's on par with asking someone to help you move? Like, what could you ask someone that makes them go, oh my God, what? Is he really asking me that? Like,
I had a roommate do my taxes for me a couple of years in a row.
You asked him to do your taxes?
I asked her to do my taxes.
Or her?
Yeah. And I said, she was a wine drinker. I'm like, I'll get you a case of wine? And she's like, all right.
She didn't want to do that S.
But she did it. And I asked.
This was when? What year?
Oh, I don't know. I was probably 25 or 26.
Yeah, so you probably didn't have... I mean, they probably weren't that complex. Right?
I wouldn't imagine. Yeah. And she was like a professional accountant. So it was like, I probably was nothing to her. Like, you sure, asked, sure, give me your
stuff.
Well,
that is a big ask, Buck. Oh, get you some wine. Do my taxes.
She'd always be like, you know, a busy time at work. Tax season's coming up. I'm like, hey. And I think I like kind of like trolled with the... do you like who like in the industry like does it kind of cheap or like where do you think where would you recommend going if it's not that difficult and pretty straightforward? She's like, do you want me to do your taxes? I'm like, I'll buy you some wine.
That's fantastic. Yeah. If I were her, I would have said, yeah, there's something called TurboTax. Look it up.
Yeah, that's eventually what I did after she moved out.
God. I just don't think there's anything on par with asking someone to help you move.
No, unless it's like.
Airport runs.
It could be if you asked someone to help you with some sort of landscaping, like if you said, "Oh, like I'm going to put this new hot tub in, but I need someone to help me dig the holes for the deck or something like that," or like I don't know, or like I'm clearing off this firewood in my backyard. I just need an extra set of hands or something. Like I feel like there are labor related like yard and landscape things that asking someone would be crappy, but moving's right there with it.
Would it be worse if you asked someone to help you build something? Because now you're in it until it's done. It's like a multiple day thing and right. You have to plan. It's like, I don't know.
If someone does ask you, you need to set a specific limit. Like, I've got today, or I've got 3 hours, and that's it.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not on the hook for as long as you need me.
Yeah, movers, I just think they're worth it. And I know it can be expensive.
They definitely
are. Oh, my God. Moving is the worst. All right, guys, we got to go. Coming up tomorrow, it'll be Patrick Harris and I. Don't know how it's going to go, but we're going to try that again.
Maybe Joey. We'll see.
Different roles. Yeah, maybe Joey, if he'll let us. Up next is Recruiting with Andrew Nemec. We're back tomorrow, 3-7 on the Fan tonight.
Friendships of Spain.